Welcome to the worlds of WordCraft. Welcome to the worlds of WordCraft. Welcome to the worlds of WordCraft.
Welcome to the worlds of WordCraft. English 115F, Fall 2007, Vanderbilt University. Professor Jay Clayton, Professor Matthew Jed Hall. Visit our class blog at worldsofwordcraft.wordpress.com. Here in the center, so try to speak up. We'd like you to be heard. That way you have access to the lectures, our discussions, and we have it for the outside world to enjoy as well. Because we're about creating and disseminating new knowledge here, as well as participating in the course.
So why don't you continue and talk about some of the technical specifications of the class?
Professor Clayton said earlier this is an experiment for not only an experimental learning. It's not about games. This is not the sole focus of the course. Its preponderance of our discussion will be centered around games. But it's about narrative and storytelling and the various medias in which you tell a story. So gaming, and the one we chose primarily, is Lord of the Rings Online. Although you hear the title Worlds of WordCraft, it's not the perfect cognate here. I mean, it's something that says that we're about the words, and there's something that led up transitionally between Lord of the Rings as conceived by Tolkien in the book. It had various manifestations in film, and now you're going to be able to experience the Tolkien world by playing in an MMORPG space. And we have various forms of technology in the room. I mean, part of the experience here is the learning space. You see over here to my left, this is a smart board. Now, what we're going to do during the course of our discussions is anything we need annotated, we're going to be able, for example, to come up here, and I apologize for those, I'll get out of the way after I do it. If I wanted to circle something and post it on the board, we'll be able to take this and we're going to put it in Oak. So any clippings we have, for example, during the course of our discussions, we're going to be able to place it in Oak for review, so you'll have access to the things that we do in class. One of the things I want to do before we leave is get a little survey, PC, console, RTS, kind of get an overall perspective, our collective experience, so that we have that to reference with one another. In addition to that, there, put my pen down, first of all. In addition to that here, we're able to look at our books. Books are an imperative part of this, and you can see the text on the book. So we'll be able to put our books down, highlight passages, cut and paste these passages into the SmartBoard notebook, and we'll be able to learn and converse and have a discourse about the things we learn here. At the same time, we're going to be able to turn your attention to my right, which is the AV projector. At the center of the table is a round sort of pod. When we have laptops in the course, we're going to be able to hook these up, and I'll be able to transfer control back and forth to various laptops. So if you have something to present, if you have something you wanted to show us, whether it's a presentation, whether it's a piece of your writing, or whether it's something from Lord of the Rings Online as we work through it together, we have a lot of audio-visual. My goal here is to provide a learning space for everyone where the technology doesn't get in the way of our discourse. So we don't want, this is not a technology course. This is a course about narrative and the things that we want to discuss here. So it's not a technology-centric course, but we're using a lot of technology to facilitate the learning. And we're going to be using logs. And when Professor Clayton walks you through the syllabus, he'll describe how we're going to use those blogs. So we're going to use WordPress blogs. Each of you will have to get a WordPress account if you don't already have one. It's free. So, and there's a fact inside of our Oak website that tells you how to get that set up. So we've got our blogs. We've got our iTunes University. We have our smart board with our digital capture capability for our books. Got an AV stack here, iTunes University. That's the technical basis for what we're going to do. We're going to get a sense, who else in here has an Apple besides Wesley? Okay, so we've got one, two, three, we got four total. He says, Mike says that he can get this running under boot camp.
Yeah.
If he got BioShock running under boot camp, I'm not going to say for certain, but good opportunity that he'll be able to get Lotro working. So if you could help your mates out there, I'd appreciate it. You guys, you and Wesley, collaborate and see if you can get that to work. We do have three Windows laptops that are available for this purpose as well. So those of you who just want a straight Windows laptop, and don't want to fool with some of the more technical issues around boot camp, come see me and I'll give you a laptop to check out so that you'll be able to run Lotro in its native form. So, yes, sir.
I was lazy over the summer, so I ordered my laptop on tax-free weekend, and Dell's being slow, so it's not shipping till the 7th. Okay. So I have like a 7-year-old crappy Dell with me, but I don't know if it can do anything.
Well, we can give it a shot, because part of our initial requirements that Jay's about to describe to you is some leveling requirements we have for you by the weekend. Professor Clayton has done enough on the basic requirements,
right.
And then
I'll go about 20
miles away, straight up, right?
Yeah, man, I'm there.
And the chicks come in, we'll just be like, yeah we're
talk about the chicks. Talk about the syllabus here. So the syllabus is on the World of Wordcraft blog, and it's accessible through Oak, of course, so that you can just click straight to it from the Oak
page. Let me say the URL out loud for our listening audience, worldsofwordcraft.wordpress.com.
Right. And so we set up here for the first class period today. We're going to cover course procedures and requirements, of course, and we are going to talk about how to download Lord of the Rings Online for playing in the class. We decided to use Lord of the Rings Online rather than any of the other games available because it's brand new. I think it debuted in May.
April.
And we assumed that most people wouldn't have it, and we want you all, you've got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, awesome. But, well, perhaps you don't have a character on Gladden.
Yeah.
So, because we want everyone to start from scratch. Because one of the things about this game is it's very rich narratively. The stories in the game are amazing. And so we hope not only that you will level your character by next class period we want you to get out of the opening instance, the introductory Archette instance, which is level 5. So to get out of level 5 by Tuesday. So that means you'll have to download the game, which is available on a 7-day free trial for download. And it takes a long time. It takes 2 or 3 hours to download that game over the internet. So you know, don't think you can do it Tuesday morning and get leveled up. You won't even get it downloaded by class time. So you'll need to go home, download the game, create a character, work your character out of our chat by Tuesday's class period. But as you're leveling, I want you to read the story dialogues because we're going to be paying attention to how online games tell stories, how they create narrative environments, how they might become a form of art, of literature, if they're not that already. And so you'll need to know the backstory for all of these quests that you're getting. Jonathan?
Yeah, is there a level cap?
There is a level cap. It's 50. And so we're not going to require you to level to 50. If you did level to 50 during this semester, your parents might well sue us for making you drop out of school because you're playing too much game. But we'll talk about other leveling goals during the course of the semester. Matt?
Obviously, we'll be playing for more than 7 days this semester for the next trial weeks. Are we supposed to pay for the subscription?
So then you need to buy the box because you have to have the game and take out a subscription. So the total cost, there's only one other book that you have to purchase in this class, and it's an inexpensive paperback of Neal Stephenson's great novel, Snow Crash. The price of the course will be about comparable to a normal literature price. Because usually in a literature course you have to buy 8-10 books, and usually they're more expensive books. So you need to buy Lord of the Rings online, the box, so that you can get all the back material there, and then subscribe to it. And you'll have to subscribe to it. I believe when you buy it, you get 30 days free, a free key, and then the fee kicks in. So you're really only going to be responsible for 3 months. So here's where you get it. www.lotro.com, and there's your 7-day trial. You can start downloading it. And then what you get when you've done that is 30 days of free play. But then you have to register the game with your key code, of course, by the end of those 30 days, or you lose your character. And you don't want to lose your character in this class. You lose your grade if you lose your character in this class. It's not just sad that you've lost all that leveling experience. So the game, I don't know how much the game is online.
It's about $49.
From Amazon roughly. And other places. You know, buy it wherever you want.
A lot of retail stores around the area. Right. Plus,
FYE sells it.
There you go.
The right across the street.
Oh, cool.
Excellent.
Okay. So you've got to buy your game, and then it's, you know, $14.95 a month for those 3 months. They also... Okay, so for next week, you need to get your game, level it, get out of our chat, join our kinship. That's what they call guilds in this game. So join our kinship, which is called Vicarious Universe. You'll notice that Vicarious Universe, the initials are VU. So this is our own VU guild. I am the guild master. There is our guild portal site. To join the guild, you're going to need to send a tell to Ale Gulper, which would be Matt Hall.
It's not Ale Gulper, it's Ale Gulper. It's a German derivative.
Or to Ellie, who is one of the ITS people, whose office is right across the hall here, and who wishes we had the window open so she could be watching us.
Yes.
I am Cheerable. My full name is Cheerable Nickleby, which is an allusion to Charles Dickens' great novel, Nicholas Nickleby. And I'm Cheerable in all my online games, so you can find me in other games as well. Or Gilcorrect. So if any of us are on, when you're on, send us a tell, we'll put you in the guild, you've completed that part of the requirement for Tuesday.
And what you want to be on the Gladden server, GLADDEN is our server.
Right.
Guildportal.com, just search Vicarious Universe. This is optional, but we have a lot of announcements. We post screenshots, and that's just the forum for the guild itself.
Matt mentioned earlier, but it may have gone past too rapidly, that he has created a FAQ, Frequently Asked Questions. It's on Oak, and it'll remind you of what server, how to download Lotro. All the information we're giving you here right now is on this FAQ, and so you can refresh your memory. So for Tuesday, you're not only going to need to level your character to 5, but you need to read this article. This one right here, which is a critical theory about gaming. It defines some of the terms about gaming. It talks about some of the problems about whether games are narratives or whether they're rule-driven game environments, and starts setting up some of the theoretical issues that we're going to be dealing with all semester long. It's not that long. It looks like it's got a lot of illustrations and screenshots in it, so it's not heavy reading, but it's something you're going to want to pay close attention to. Your writing, let's go to requirements now that we've covered the first day's class.
It's on the blog.
So So, course requirements. We're going to write 3 5-page papers, which will count for 50% of the grade. After each paper, we will have a workshop using collaborative writing software right here where we workshop your papers, and then you'll have conferences with me about your rough draft, and then you will be turning in a final draft for each paper. You have a requirement to write a blog entry on the course blog. Could you put up the course blog on the other screen? So every week you need to make a blog entry as well. And we will give you some suggested topics for blogs. And the first topic is not going to be optional, but in all subsequent weeks, we're going to give you a suggested topic for your blog. But you can write on anything you want that has to do with gaming, the course, any of the readings. Yes. Wait, is it? I'm blanking on your name.
Greg.
Yes. Okay, yes, Greg.
Are we going to be graded on content and like grammar in those blog posts?
You are going to be graded on writing effectively in the blog. That does not mean grammar. That does not mean being really picky about it. Blogs are a more informal writing form. But you want to be effective. You want to be able to load graphics effectively, create videos and load them into your blog, write something provocative, even if it's colloquial. You can and should write in blog style, but that does not mean that you write terrible sentences and it's incoherent and nobody can figure out what you're talking about. You want to communicate effectively for the genre that you're using, the genre of the blog. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so it counts for 30% of the grade. It will be, in some ways, a participation grade for the blog. That is, we see you're making a lot of effort and contributing to the course as a whole through your blog entries. You're going to do really well on that segment of the course. Yes.
You guys going to be able to help us with the technical aspects of, I've never blogged before.
Right.
Ever.
I'll help you with that.
Okay. We certainly will. The FAQ tells you how to get a BlogPress account. Really easy.
And I'll be happy after class for anybody who wants to stick around. I'll walk you through it real quick. It's going to be very simple. But we ask that you use your Vanderbilt email addresses when you do it.
Yeah.
And BlogPress is the easiest environment I've seen yet for making blogs. So it's pretty self-explanatory once you're in there.
If you've already set up an account on WordPress,
you can
change your email.
And the key thing is just you can then subscribe. Once you let me know you're on WordPress, then we can get you hooked into our blog.
So then, daily reading assignments, class participation, and final gaming project will count for 20% of the grade. The last 3 weeks of the class, we're going to devote to game designing, and we're going to build our own game. Our own online virtual game, which we hope to get to a sufficiently sophisticated point to have it go online, be live, something you can play at home, your friends can play, etc. And
this will be
thanks to the great skills of Professor Matt Hall, who will be our instructor in the game design portion of the course. So when I say the final project, it's your participation in that. But what we're going to base this game on is one of the readings that we're going to do. Midway through the semester, we're going to read Book 3 of Spencer's Fairy Queen. Now, Fairy Queen is a long poem by Edmund Spencer who wrote just about 30 years before Shakespeare, and it's one of the sources for Lord of the Rings. It's one of the great quest romance poems of our tradition. It's a fairly difficult poem, too, so you're going to have some barriers, and you're going to have to work hard to get into the world of Spenser and read that poetry, but we're going to base our game on that poem so that the characters that you'll storyboard and construct in Neverwinter Nights 2 will be characters from Book 3 of Spenser's Faerie Queene.
And logistically, that's something to point out, you'll probably want to purchase Neverwinter Nights 2 as well to play that game.
That's right. If you want to play the
game
that
you
are making.
It.
That's right. But it's not a subscription game. It's just a one-time purchase. And it's pretty cheap.
$29.
$29. One of the points of working on Spenser's Faerie Queene is to show that the quest structure of most online games, most of these games, particularly World of Warcraft, WoW, very much swiped its basic narrative line from poems like the Faerie Queene. And so this will be a natural fit from between what we're doing and online games. And attendance. This is a discussion class. You need to be here to contribute to the discussion. If you're not here, you can always listen to the class on the iTunes University. What's the name of it? It's
iTunes U. Yep.
iTunes U. So, of course, you can get the material the next day, but you won't have been here enriching the course with your insights. So, attendance is mandatory. Two or three times something else comes up, you really have a big test or something and you have to miss, that's fine. Beyond that, we need to know why. You're sick, something's happened. I think that's a reasonable attendance policy. Yes, Jonathan?
If you haven't read like Lord of the Rings or watched the movie, is that going to be a big problem?
No. I'll show you why. It's week two. Yes. For Thursday, watch Lord of the Rings DVD number one. Fellowship of the Rings, get the extended DVD version. That's the one they have, I think, at Blockbuster or anywhere else you want to get it. But that's your assignment for Thursday, is watch that movie. And if you've seen it before, has anyone seen that movie before? Oh, that's such a surprise. If you've seen it before, please watch it again.
Hey, let's watch it together.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Some of you all can watch it together.
Does anyone have this movie so no one has to rent it? Someone's got it.
I don't have extended.
I have the other two extendeds.
But you don't have the original?
Not
somebody rent one extended and watch it together. So who's going to set it up?
I'll rent it if I can watch it somewhere else.
You guys can come in here if you want to.
That would be awesome.
And watch it here. Oh, yeah. So just tell me when you want it so I can get your building access. If you want to do that.
Yeah, project it up on the both of those screens. That's great.
And when can we come?
Actually, you got one more slot. I'm sorry, because we are reading volume one of Lord of the Rings. So tonight, I want you to order two books from Amazon. Two books and a game. Lord of the Rings, Volume 1, The Fellowship of the Rings, and Snow Crash by Neal Stephenson. And then buy Lord of the Rings online, Lotro. You can do that at a store, or you can buy it online. So, I won't go through the whole calendar. You can look at it for yourself, but I want to give a couple more highlights here. Week three, we talk about the history of games, and there'll be a podcast that will be your homework, watching the podcast on the history of gaming. And then on Thursday of the third week, September 13th, your first paper will be due. And I'll give you a topic for that paper a week or so ahead of time. And the rough draft you will need to bring to class on that day. And you also will need to have posted it to Oak, and maybe we'll walk you through the day before or something like that, posting a paper to Oak. It's pretty easy, but we'll definitely walk you through on that. So be planning for that, and then you will see that the next week after you've turned it in, I will be arranging individual conferences with you in my office over in the English department to talk about your rough draft prior to rewriting it for Friday at the end of week four. So that gives you a foretaste of what we're doing. You can see also in week three and four, we're reading Fellowship of the Rings. Do we begin it in week three? No, we begin it in week four. So any questions about the syllabus or course procedures or anything else? Any other aspect of the mechanics of the class? Excellent. Yes.
Oh, well, I don't have like a credit card or anything to order off Amazon with. I'm about to start a bank account. Will that take care of it?
Snow Crash and Lord of the Rings are both available at Borders.
What about our bookstore?
I doubt it.
Okay.
So you might find Snow Crash. I looked through sci-fi section the other day. It's some popular titles. You may want to check first.
Okay. Well, why wouldn't they have Lord of the Rings?
They might. I think they have. You know where else the cheapest place to try to buy it is down in Hillsborough Village. There's a used bookstore down there.
Is it Hearst Books?
Right next to Bosco's area. And that.
Yeah, it's really, really a good bookstore there.
But I was just thinking, it would be a lot easier if we could communicate when it was figured out how to do something or where something is. Is there like somewhere we could have like a Facebook group or something?
So we have a Facebook group.
Okay, good.
Of course. It's the name of the English course. If you guys send... Professor Clayton has a Facebook. I have a Facebook.
Cool.
I am a member of the English 115F Worlds of Wordcraft group. You guys can subscribe to that and then put your whatever you want to put up in and amongst yourselves on that Facebook group. I also have it tied into Facebook Mobile, so I get alerts here on my phone as well. Anything coming from Facebook, if you want to send a message or get in touch with us.
The Facebook is, so as you heard explained, we have a Facebook group for this class. That'll be an effective way to communicate. Oak is a great resource. You can email any one of you from Oak. So you go into Oak, you hit the class, you go to email, you can email an individual or the entire class at once from inside Oak. What? You need to get on Oak. Right? Exactly, Wesley. And then, of course, we have a blog for the class that you need to sign up for, and you can write notes to one another in the blog. You can put comments on it. So a lot of ways to communicate. Other questions? Have we lost our screen entirely?
For now.
So what we could do, do you want to walk them through on ordering the game?
Yeah, we can do that.
We could do it right on this screen.
Yeah, then I want to go get Mary, see if she can get that set up so we can show them what. What time is the class? It's 2:30 Indian time?
2:25. You all may need to go a long ways from here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We will never be late. We will never go over. If we start to go over, I get talking. I'm not looking at my watch. Just raise your hand and say, "Time's up." I'm serious. It won't bother me.
Hey, Lotro.com, right on the front page right now. Just fortunately, they're going through their free trial period. Wes, this is going to be problematic for you if you do not have a credit card. Because this is what's going to require. It's trial.lotro.com. That'll get you your 7-day account. It's just, who hasn't set up an online account somewhere previously? come to see me. Anybody who wants to, you set up World of Warcraft with Blizzard. So if you haven't, nothing.
No.
Okay, then you guys talk to me. We can walk through it. It's just name, address, serial number, credit card.
When I start my bank account and I get like a debit card, if it's like a Visa debit card, will that work?
That'll work fine.
Okay,
as long as it says the Visa on it, you'll be able to transact.
Good to go.
Yes, sir.
Is it worth the high resolution download?
You know, you're going to get the game. So what I did when I get the DVD, so you're going to go in your sign up from this free trial here. That's a trial.luxury.com. They'll ask you your information, get your account set up. I would suggest you just get the download and get off and running. We're only going to ask you to do 5 levels. You'll start off based upon what race you select and what class you select in certain areas, but you will all converge on a place called Archet, A-R-C-H-E-T. And there'll be a story-driven set of activities that we want you to complete the entire set of activities in Archet. And that will take you to about level 5 or level 6 based upon how much you do before you exit. So if you get out of Archet effectively, you should be level 5 or level 6. And after that point is when you're going to really enjoy the graphics a wee bit more. By that point, you should have Amazon.com, your retails. The DVD will then give you the high res once you do the install. So I just reinstall afterwards if I were you. Not to say you couldn't, but you're not missing out on much until a little bit later. Not a terribly complex process, but we're happy to help you out.
If we're just going to get the game today, is it worth even getting the download?
Probably not. Right. If you're going to go out and have access to it today, don't bother with the download. Just set up your trial account, and I'm going to see if I can get somewhere. We're running rapidly out of time, and this is why I say technology gets in the way. This is new. Connection. I'm going to have to switch connections off to get it right back into the main there. I can show you Lord of the Rings before we stop.
But yeah, I've got Cherubel up right here. I'd love you to be seeing him, but...
Can you
see him that way?
Yeah, and I can put one.
I'm level 50. I'm the only level 50 in the kinship.
Chathan.
No
Sterling.
Way.
What about Sterling?
I'll have to see if he leveled yesterday. Yeah. He was hot on my heels.
He was close by.
Hot on my heels. So there I am. You can see this is... there he is, Cherubel Nickleby. No, it doesn't want to go that direction. It wants to go this direction. You know, hobbits are fat, which I like.
What class are
you? I'm a tank.
He's a guardian is the name of the class.
And
are there any, like, massive DPSs?
Yes,
there's a lot of massive DPS.
Should we all try to discuss what class we're going into so we don't have, like, 40 healers and 2 tanks?
Well, I've got 5 characters in-game. With all the classes.
But Matt's got a point. You may want to balance out your classes,
just
particularly
like
if you're going to group.
Facebook
group. Can we post what character
you guys have aim?
I'm
on that
break it down.
That's right.
Well, can you test it?
Yeah, there are certain instances, but again, not everything's an instance. It is a persistent world.
It's not like Guild Wars.
Not a group
one? No.
So can we say that? What if we all
decide Guild Wars.
Our class and to just post on the Facebook group?
Yeah, that'd be a great place to put it.
This is so awesome. But this isn't like on WoW, the storyline gets lost because people get so caught up.
Sorry, Wesley, speak up.
It's not going to be like on WoW, the storyline gets lost. People don't even pay attention to it. They just want to level. It's not going to be like that.
Hey, everybody, Wesley's making a really good point here that I think we should attend to.
That's the reason we're picking this game.
Start from the beginning so that they all can hear.
Like on WoW, whenever people get so caught up in leveling and just playing the game and becoming a 70 that you forget the whole storyline they have set up, and you know, you just click through it. And is that the reason that we're playing Lord of the Rings instead? Because it's
you can if you follow a quest on WoW, you can follow the thread and have some pretty enjoyable storylines. In LOTRO, we want you to pay particular attention to the storyline. This is the character creation screen. So you guys have a look at it later. I apologize for this display going out. It's the thing about technology is it will fail you at the moment you need it the most. So bear that in mind for the Luddites amongst you. Everybody see that okay? It's
very similar to WoW.
It's going to be very similar to WoW. I think Matt was pointing out, do you want healers? Do you want someone who can lay on the high damage? Jay and I both have tanks. Ale Gulper, Sips Nicely is his last name. He is a guardian as well. And so he just sits there and locks everybody up. He can bring them... the opponents over to him, tie them up, and then you just have your lore masters, and your archers, your, what is it, hunter is the class, right?
Hunters.
Your hunters and your lore masters are your DPS guys, and lore masters are your debuffers. Minstrels are your healing class. Mm-hmm. We have burglar, which is your thief and stealth class.
Yeah. Crowd control.
Yeah, burglars do crowd control. What else am I missing?
Champion.
Champions have a pet class, but they also buff a little bit, don't they? They have some minor buffs.
No casters?
There's lore masters.
Lore masters.
And they can lay down some DPS, but your hunters are really, are your ranged, and they lay down your DPS. What's DPS?
I'm going to ask you a question. For someone who has no clue what you're talking about, like myself.
Right.
What would be the best character for, like, me? I don't know.
It's a noob.
No, do not listen.
He's doing that for his own purposes, not for your purposes.
I do not want to be stuck in the
I've got a minstrel healer that I'm going to level up with you guys.
Okay.
All right. Get the DPS, guys.
Yeah,
Lord Master. Guardians and healers, go DPS.
I'm a lock.
Ted makes a good point. We are taking something for granted in our discussion here, right? That everybody knows DPS.
What's
DPS, guys? Acronym break. Say it for the podcast.
Damage per second.
Damage per second is DPS. So there's different balances. Ultimately, these games are constructed rock, scissors, paper, right? To get a good group, you need someone to tie up the enemy. That's called a tank. You want someone to heal. And so that when you want to particularly heal your tank, because once the tank goes, everybody's done. And I want everybody to go. Here's a little assignment: go to YouTube and type in Leroy Jenkins if you haven't. Some of you obviously have. Leroy Jenkins. See, we all know this, don't we?
What about the Serenity Now funeral raid? Is
that right? I haven't seen that, but Leroy's something that's in mass culture, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This will explain to you some things you don't want to do, because Leroy's had a few beers and he's ready to roll.
They do what we call MGW, Mass Group White.
Yeah, he did. He managed to do it. You'll see that they had a very balanced and thoughtful group. You need healers to heal, tanks to tie up your enemy. The DPS guys, and I know there's a couple who want to lay it down over here, they're the ones who really wipe out the mobs. Mobs are actually... we'll see how good gamers you guys. What does a mob actually mean? It stands for something.
On...
Nope.
Mobile.
Mobile object. That's where the mob came from, so it's nothing else. It's a mobile object. It's a computer term.
Basically, it's for enemies.
That's what we call mobs. So if you hear the word mob, that's where, and you'll hear the word toon, primarily more than avatar, that represents your character in the game.
Yes, Matt.
Anyone familiar with Ventrilo?
Yeah.
No, sorry.
No vent.
We're using TeamSpeak. And we've got a Vanderbilt TeamSpeak server set up.
Okay.
And the class will be on it. There'll be times when we're going to have group activities, and we'll want to be on TeamSpeak. You'll find that this game has a nice in-game chat facility, voice chat, so that when you group just with anybody in the game, you can have that entire group talk to one another. It's not as good as TeamSpeak. TeamSpeak gives you better audio resolution than the voice chat in the game, and it also gives you better voice resolution, I believe, than Ventrilo. But obviously, you can only have your group, which is a maximum of six people, on one voice chat in-game. So TeamSpeak can get us all 17 talking to one another. So
server's real easy, teamspeak.vanderbilt.edu.
Say that again, please.
teamspeak.vanderbilt.edu. Of course, it's in your FAQ.
Where's
our FAQ?
It's in the Oak, which you'll get to this afternoon, Wesley. We'll get you there.
You also need to get a microphone in your defense.
If you're to participate effectively with TeamSpeak.
This is going to be cheap class.
Yes.
So it just gives me an excuse to, like, hey, Mom. Yeah,
I've got to.
Sorry.
Mom, I got home my favorite game.
Except that your mom just heard that.
Yeah, Mom is listening to the podcast.
My mom is not listening.
Professor Clayton, I think time to launch. Are we up on time?
So how do we find the...
We have 10 more minutes.
10 minutes, okay.
Podcast.
I'll post it on iTunes University. It probably won't come out till next Monday or so. I've got to do some editing on the fly here, and I want to test the audio quality. So watch Word Monday.
In case anybody cusses.
I have a question. Is it all PvE, or is there PvP?
There's PvP.
PvP, yeah. Is it dueling, or can it be ganked?
You're not going to be... There's no forced PvP. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why we like this game also. Yeah. However, there's what's called monster
play.
Monster play is one aspect. You can also play as a chicken. We'll talk about point of view later. And then there is just
PvP and Ettenmore, which really it has a level limit. The real you do monster play at level 10, which means you go into this special region and do PvP, and you're immediately leveled to 50.
You take on a monster, you'll become an orc, for example. It's not Horde versus Alliance. It's a wee bit different. They call them the free peoples, but you take on the persona of a monster. But what is it? Level 40 is the boundary.
Then when you get your own main character to 40, you can enter as yourself into that same region and do PvP. So the real PvP starts after level 40. Do you know what PvP is?
No.
Okay. When you don't know things, you got to speak up.
And Ted, this will be good for the podcast audience too.
We are going to be studying the culture of the game world. And it has its own little subculture. So who will define PvP? Yes.
Player versus player. It basically means like you're fighting against another human on a like pier somewhere.
So basically like the South Park episode.
Exactly. Like that.
Okay, so should we assign that episode for the
probably should.
Yes.
It is
yes.
So. Yes.
But no one gets it from Bitcoin.
He is Captain.
How will we be splitting fat loots?
So,
we'll explain need versus greed later on.
I want to talk to you about one more thing about people that are not experienced online gamers. We chose a game that everyone would be new to, so in that respect, you have a level playing field. We certainly are going to be helping you with terms. We hoped for lots of people that were new to gaming. So I'm glad that there are some. And one of the principles of our kinship is being helpful, supportive community that talks and has a social world inside the game and also helps one another. So if you feel like this is a lot of information coming at you really fast, we are going to be taken care of.
Thank you.
How many people think they will be online playing tonight? Okay.
I'm going to try. Well, I'll try, but I've got Tim Holmes.
Okay. The reason I ask is I want to be sure to have one of us on so that you can join the kinship. I have several alts, and several of my alts are low level, which I've kept them. Alt is alternative characters, which I've kept low so that I could play with you.
Well, let me on this point, let me ask you a question. When's the most likely time that you guys are going to be playing? 9 o'clock night, p.m., 2100 above?
9 o'clock, like 10 or 11.
10:30 plus. Yeah.
Okay. Then you're looking at Ale Gulper. Now,
we'll have others there to assist.
4:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. Then you'd be saying charitable.
We got to work on him, guys. We got to work on him a little bit.
So everybody wants to get up.
He's playing with Australians, right? I mean, they're a whole other time zone. Is it the
Australians and the Germans?
And the Germans.
I thought it was pretty Australian.
So it's a really international community.
Oh, because it's all American because they separate the servers.
Right. Okay, well, the class, we have a few more minutes, but I think since we're not going to get to show you Lord of the Rings Online right now, I think we might as well stop early so that you can find your way back to your next class.
You have a moment?
Hey, anybody wants to stick around and ask questions, stick around and ask questions. Wesley, we'll get you downstairs at the help desk.
Yes.
Have you seen this?
Let me say one more thing. Guys, listen up. Hey, listen up. One more thing. Our cell phones. Don't call them. Use text messages and identify yourself, all right? If I get strange calls, I will hit ignore. But our cell phones are out there. You can text message me. You got a question. I also get the text messages through Facebook, so there's a lot of ways to access us. But if you text message, I don't know. How many of you guys text message on your cell phone? Raise them up.
I can't.
All right. Okay, that's illegal.
Too much.
But that's for most of you, that's an option. Use it. Our phone numbers are in.
I should stick around, but I'm in class after.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, remember, you got some stuff to get prepared.
Yeah, no, it won't let me go.
I'm here Friday, too, so just ring me up, and I'll be available. If you need help tomorrow afternoon, I'll be here as well.
Yeah, yes, you have office hours, though.
They're describing the fact. Go to the fact.
What should we do about
the watching? Hey, who's on point for movie?
I'll get it.
Matt's on point for movie.
So when are we going to watch?
Set it up. You guys tell me the time.
I'm going to watch it on here.
Matt, put on Facebook. I had you on Matt over there. Now you're Matt over here. You're on point for movie.
That's what I checked. This is the best class I've had.
You can use your specs.
Okay.
Just call me. Just send me an email. That's all right. Email, Facebook, address. That's all that's good. And then I'll make sure the building is open for you guys to get it. We'll get you a visitor.
I've got to go all the way down to the same and get my books and then come on.
I'm sorry. No, wait. I want to answer this question. Just
say I'm saying I have a class in Wilson.
Wilson.
I think I can get up here.
I've got three computers. Right? This is our problem. And everybody who needs a computer, you've got to come sit with me in a second. Who needed a computer?
Brian begged my mom.
You got Matt? Seth?
I got 6, 10 minutes.
It remains to be seen if my Mac will work.
I think it will.
He's going to get
you.
He's
going to get you. If I get it out of the run,
come over to my office.
Exactly. 10 minutes.
I've never set up an online like before, so that's where I'm worried about.
I know you'll be closing your books and all that kind of stuff.
I'll just give you your number. 954. 954. 552. 3805.
Now you're not related to. A professor of Maryland.
I am from there.
That's why I was going to ask.
But yeah, I'd rather go do it with somebody and not check down that play by himself.
But I'll try my best. Yeah, I'll buy it tonight.
Somebody wanted to ask
Max.
Yeah, this is my first one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Figure it out.
Alright, what's your name again?
Weston.
This is very cool. The shades thing.
So cool.
Yeah, it's
very nice. I had to order mine, but I got a cool one that was like $80 because it was like weird. I don't know, it's kind of shady how I got mine, so it works.
Lucky you.
My last name?
Park.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no, I'm
going to
go back to Sam now.
Yeah,
I'm
done for the day.
This is a far walk.
I met you about twice as far.
I was kind of surprised to see.